on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police say DNA tests have confirmed that the human remains found in a veld in Limpopo last month are those of Pretoria-based journalist Sibusiso Aserian Ndlovu and his partner Zodwa Matluli. The couple went missing in Mpumalanga in February. Seven suspects have since been arrested on charges including kidnapping, house robbery and possession of stolen property. Some of the suspects reportedly led investigators to the grisly scene in Rustenburg during questioning. National Police spokesperson Atlende Marte says the couple's families have been informed of the DNA results.
The human remains were analysed and matched with the reference sample of the biological relatives of the deceased. A positive DNA match thus confirms that the discovered remains are that of the missing couple. The SAPS has already notified both families and is pleased to have assisted to provide closure to both families.
Tributes have been streaming in for renowned photographer Rashid Lombard, who has died at the age of 74. The jazz promoter and cultural activist passed away in Cape Town yesterday. Lombard founded an events management company which gave birth to the iconic Cape Town International Jazz Festival in 2000. In 2014, he was awarded the prestigious National Order of Ikhamanga in silver for his excellent contribution to arts and culture. President Cyril Ramaphosa spokesperson Vincent Mgwenya says the country has lost a cultural icon.
Rashid achieved a remarkable feat with his love for the diversity and vibrancy of our nation. He did so with passion and humility that endeared him to everyone with whom he interacted and whose lives he touched. We reflect on his life with gratitude and with liberation and joy that he leaves behind as his legacy.
EFF leader Julius Malema says the dismissal of the party's court application on the fuel levy hike is a loss that will be felt across all sectors.
It was not the EFF that got rejected. It is the people of South Africa who lost. They are going to put an increase on fuel. And once you put increase on fuel levy, everything else goes up. The bread that goes to children at schools, the food that goes to patients in hospitals, all of that is going to be affected.
Speaking to reporters in Gauteng yesterday, Malema said he's pleased with their legal efforts. The Western Cape High Court dismissed the party's urgent application this week to prevent the hike from coming into effect yesterday. The EFF says it's studying the judgment. And Donald Trump has signed a sweeping travel ban which bars entry to the U.S. for people from 12 countries. More than half of the nations affected are in Africa: Chad, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Libya, Somalia, Sudan and the Republic of the Congo have been hit by the controversial measures. Trump says he's taken the action over national security concerns. In a video announcing the measure on Truth Social, he also referenced an incident in Colorado last week in which a rally for Israeli hostages was targeted.
The recent terror attack in Boulder, Colorado has underscored the extreme dangers posed to our country by the entry of foreign nationals who are not properly vetted. We don't want them.
The new presidential proclamation also restricts arrivals from a further seven nations. The ban will not, however, apply to athletes competing in the 2026 World Cup, which the U.S. is co-hosting with Canada and Mexico, as well as the 2028 Los Angeles Olympics. Back home, we've got a high of 21 degrees in Durban and Maritzburg, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.